Steve, we had two incidents in Southwest Baltimore that we're taking a look at. Officers actually are still on the scene in one of them, the first of which took place around 11:30 last night. It was reported a double shooting. An unidentified black male was shot near a bus stop in the 2400 block of Frederick Avenue, which, again, is in Southwest Baltimore. And then we found a second victim in the rear of a West Side Shopping Center, which is also in the 2400 block of Frederick Avenue. He had some gunshot wounds to his hip area. I don't have conditions up to the minute on these folks. A homicide unit is investigating. And then later on this morning, around 3 a.m., we had another shooting in the 1200 block of Poplar Grove Street. I don't have any preliminary information on that one yet, just because officers are still literally working that and looking at witnesses and things. But obviously one of the first things we're going to do is look to see if there's any correlation between these two incidents, try to figure out to the best of our ability what any possible motive behind it was, you know, argument, that type of thing.
Okay. Were either these fatal?
Yes. They're both in the homicide file just because of the severity of injuries. And unfortunately, I do not have the latest. Actually, you know what? I stand corrected. In the 2500 block of Frederick Avenue, one of the victims, who was born in 1991, black male, was fatal. We don't have it notified next of kin yet, so we're holding on that ID. And then we had two non-fatal victims in that case, one of them born in April of 1993, the other born in October of 1986. As soon as we get next of kin notification, we'll release the name of that fatal victim. And then in the 1200 block of Poplar Grove Street, we had a fatal victim. Looks like he was born in December of 1991.
Okay, do you have at your fingertips the homicide total for the year at this point?
I do. The current tally as of today is 118 compared to 125 last year, which is down about 5%.
And as Commissioner Bielefeld's term comes to an end, I assume, at least for the time being, the department satisfied that your approach has been a good one to continue this trend.
You know, the commissioner's last official day was yesterday, and today we begin with Acting Commissioner Barksdale. But Commissioner Barksdale has been running the department essentially since June 1st, when the police commissioner announced his retirement, and we're proud of the progress. We're proud of the record low homicide numbers. Our non-fatal shooting numbers are even better. They're down about 8% compared to last year. And we're going to continue our focus with a strategy that's been effective over these last 5 years. What's notable about Deputy Commissioner Barksdale is he was the one behind the scenes that implemented Fred Bielefeld's strategy. He was the one that set up specialized units and made sure that we were able to deliver on the commissioner's vision. So we're hopeful to continue that progress.